And now I have the lovely Jackie Lodge in the studio with me. Jackie is the CEO of the Walton Charity, one of the oldest charities in Surrey. Jackie, hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Danny. Thanks for inviting me in.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming along. I wonder if you could tell us, please, a little bit about your charity and what it's doing now on the basis that it started about 800 years ago.
Yes, that's right. It's quite an amazing charity. 800 years old is the oldest part of the charity. 11 charities merged together over literally centuries. We celebrated 800 years just a couple of years ago, and we very much try to take our past and translate it into the future. Our past is almshouses, allotments, from the Enclosures Act, and then a whole series of bequests that were about relief of poverty. And I guess you and your listeners might be thinking, well, you know, in Surrey and Walton and Weybridge, there's not a great deal of poverty. Mm. But from our perspective, there are lots of issues that are hidden and lots of people in need. And we try to respond to those. We have a care home. We have housing for older people and social housing allotments, which have come from the Enclosures Act. And then we give money and grants and relief to both individuals and help support other community groups to do the same. So quite a complex
mix
in a local area.
A lot of things. I know when we had a chat on the phone, we had this conversation about certain pockets of social deprivation that people are always quite surprised to hear about because of the affluent area that we live in. Are you seeing an increase in families in poverty in the area?
I think that's certainly happening. I had an interesting start at the charity. I came into post in 2008, and I had a double complexity to a face where we rely heavily on our investment income, and 2008 saw our investment income fall through the floor, so we hadn't got very much income coming in, and at the same time a lot more need coming through to us. But we've managed that process, and we've managed throughout the years. But you know, we see people who come to us who are hungry, and I guess that's a really startling truth. And you know,
quite hard to take on board, actually.
You know, people who are crying with relief when we provide them with help and support.
Pretty shocking.
And I was just reading the other day a new child poverty report's out, and there's an area in Walton where there's 25% of children live in poverty, which is
I understand.
Awful.
Actually, I don't know if you know the charity called Surrey Youth Focus, but I was speaking to them yesterday, and they were saying out of 50,000 young people in Surrey, 21,000 are on the poverty line.
Mm. Yes, I think we have very much an area of two halves, very, very different, where people who are extreme wealth and those people who are at the opposite end. And I have a huge passion to try and help those, because it must be so difficult to live, you know, next door to such wealth when those people have very little. It makes that poverty very hard to
Absolutely.
Bear.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do people get to find out about you and what you do, and how can they access?
Yes, we do a lot of work with other agencies, because I guess a lot of organisations are much better known than ourselves, the health service, social services, but also things like CAB, Rent Starts, who are great partner charities of ours, and they refer people to us.
Right.
We have information on the website, but people can just pop in to our offices, and we can help individuals. But most people find their way to us through referring agencies.
Right.
The job centre just down the road. They can self-refer, yeah. But the job centre just down the road here sends a lot of people in our direction as well.
And so where do you get the bulk of your funding from?
The funding that we use for And the issue that we're just touching on, which is around grants and support to individuals, we get that from our investment portfolio that we use to just raise and generate free income. So we're not restricted by government or statutory regulations. We can use that in a way that we set and define by the Board of Trustees. So we have that liberty.
That's brilliant. And you must have seen quite a few changes since you started in 2008.
Yes, it's been fascinating. I mean, I've spent my life working in the charity sector, mainly with big nationals, and I'm was desperate to get back into local charities, and this job came along and I was just delighted to get it. But the changes, I mean, the economic environment's changing. We're trying to modernise our housing. We're trying to help more and more people. We're seeing changes in things like homelessness, people who you know, have come from quite a good place going into not such a good place. But it's challenging for us, but also hugely satisfying when we can start to do more with our resources.
And how big is your charity in terms of how many staff do you have?
We have about 50 staff. Most of them, we have a care home. A lot of our staff work in the care home. So our admin and finance is very, very small. They all work incredibly hard, really good, dedicated staff. Yes. Most of our staff are care and maintenance of our properties. So the care staff, long-standing, great staff team who work at the care home, looking after frail old people, which, you know, again, very important job in our society.
Absolutely. And do you have lots of volunteers?
We have a good number of volunteers. We're trying to grow our team of volunteers. We have volunteers who do gardening with us, office work, activities with our older people. We're trying to grow that. Our board of trustees is voluntary. They all work incredibly hard with no pay.
Yes. But
we have a mixture of volunteers who are bringing their professional skills to us as well now. So we always love to hear from volunteers.
So when you say the Walton charity, are you... Do you just purely help families in the Walton area? And how big is that area?
Yeah, how big's the area? We are quite geographically bound. Our original definition is the ancient parish of Walton-on-Thames, but that's a bit of an old-fashioned boundary. But for modern terms, that means Walton, Hersham and Oatlands. But for much of our activity, we are able to respond to need in the whole of Elmbridge. But we just prioritise for the ancient parish. But we certainly distribute help and support into the wider Elmbridge.
And what sort of numbers of people are we talking in that area, sort of roughly?
Roughly. I mean, we have degrees of influence. So our care home's 35. We house over 100 people. But our grants are supporting hundreds of people. And that number's growing increasingly each year as we're able to get more and more support out to individuals. And we also provide support to other organisations, so our reach gets wider than that. So we're partnering up with Rent Start, Elmbridge Community Link, MenCap, who we provide accommodation for. So again, supporting other charities who are much more expert in specialist fields to help more and more people. So our reach is getting wider by the year.
Wow, it sounds like you're doing an amazing amount of work and fantastic work. In your time that you've been there, can you share, maybe is there something, you know, a highlight of something that's happened that you've gone, oh wow, our charity really makes a difference?
It's the small things that really, and it's always the human stories that make the difference, and that's certainly why I stay in the charity sector and work in the charity sector. We had a tradition of an indirect policy of not working with homeless people, and we just started to realise that there's a degree of hidden homelessness in this area, and we were referred a gentleman who'd been living in a car, then he was living in the streets, and he was a pensioner, and instead of asking why we would help him, we simply just moved it around and said, well, why wouldn't we help this particular gentleman? And we had him housed within 2 days. And he's still with us. He's supported. He's very happy. And it was just a very simple question that we had to ask ourselves about how we shifted our boundaries and challenged ourselves about how we could do things differently.
Yes.
Lots of examples like that. But that was one of the first moments of thinking, yes, this is making a difference to people.
And do you have any special events throughout the year that people can come along and join in with or get involved with?
We tend not to, because they're primarily around our care home. We have had a community day, which was an amazing event, which we got engaged with the community. We may reintroduce that, but huge amount of work was put into that. But all our allotments have open days and smaller activities, and the details are on the website. But they're great fun as well from getting involved and community activity.
That's great. So if people want to get hold of you, how would they do that?
Our telephone number is 01932 220242, or our general email address is admin@waltoncharity.org.uk.
Jackie, thank you very much for coming onto the show today.
My pleasure. Lovely to talk to you.
You too. And that was Jackie Lodge from the Walton Charity. Brooklyn's Radio.